And how about the someone else, say, ask about, say, Mr. Carvey, say it's...
It's for you, or you know, what?
Would you say it's, with reference to it, instead of saying it's Mr. Carvey, you'd say it's...
Is he?
And with the female, you'd say...
Is she?
And a number of people, you'd say...
Well, you'd say they.
Alright. Does that sound like it's they, it's he, it's she, you know, some?
To me, a lot of people want to use him and her and them.
If you're talking about someone's height, you'd say, she isn't as tall, you're talking about yourself, say she isn't as tall as...
Well, most time we would say me.
Alright. I'm not as tall as...
As she is.
Okay. But he can do it better than feeling yourself now.
Well, I would say he can do it better than I can.
Okay. And you're talking about the distance you can go and say, walk, say, several miles is...
It's too far?
Yeah, but you want to make it to show that it's as far as you can go. You say 2 miles is as far as I can go. But how about using something like all the farther, all the further, farthest, something like that.
That's the farthest I can go.
Okay. And if something, if I ask you, whose tape recorder is that, you'd say it's...
It's yours.
And if it belonged to both of us, you'd say it's...
Ours.
And if it belonged to them, you'd say it's...
It's theirs.
And if it belonged to him...
It's his.
And if it belonged to her...
It's hers.
Okay. So that's for his and her and there and so forth. Now, that's fairly common, isn't it?
Yes.
Older people.
Uh-huh.
And also they use a gift for him.
Yeah.
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 If you had some friends over and they left, maybe you might say, when are coming again? When are
you all?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Now, would you ever use that in the singular? Just one person?
No, we always say you. But that you all coming is very familiar.
How about something belonging to someone else? Might you ever ask, there are several people, you might ask about their car. Would you ever say, is that
their car?
If you're talking to them.
Your.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say, is that y'all's car?
No. If you're just talking to one person, you say you.
Right. If you wanted to know everyone who was at a party, you might say, was there. You might ask someone.
Who all?
And then you want to know everything that someone said. You might ask what
did she say?
Okay. If you wanted to get everything, would you ever what all did they say?
Yes, you'd say that.
What's that?
What all?
Okay. And if people are young couple just moves away, you say, well, now they're moving away from their parents, now they're going to have to look out
for themselves.
And you'd say, I'd help him, but he better do it.
Well, you're going to run into himself,
mm-hmm.
mostly, but I would say themselves.
But one person, you'd say he could do it better.
By himself.
Okay. Now, here's some different kinds of bread. What do you call wheat bread and loaves?
Flat bread.
Okay. Now, do you ever call it, do you ever use any other terms for that? Is that the usual?
No, it's flat bread.
Are there any other kinds of bread made with flour or light bread?
Well, we have rolls and biscuits.
Okay. What kinds of rolls?
Well, we usually just call them hot rolls.
How do hot rolls differ from biscuits?
They're made with yeast.
The rolls rise in it, I see. And what about cornbread, things made with cornbread?
Well, I call it cornbread. A lot of people call it corn pone.
All right.